in the midst of the Ratha Yatra festival, or it had just started, a rain started, almost like what is going to happen in a few minutes here, really big rain, and in the midst of the rain, Jayaprataka Maharaj appeared. It really looked as if a flash had just come from the clouds, and then Jayaprataka Maharaj was there. I remember it really looked like that, that he had come like a flash from the clouds. And we had a very good, who knows how to operate this machine, this sound equipment. That is zu viel, nee, unter, da ist ein Hall drin. So it had a very good, good festival. It had a very well attendance. There were really, I believe, 1,000 devotees. I don't know from where they came. Some came from Italy, some from Hungary, from Serbia, all over. Devotees came and participated, and it was so much rain. I was thinking, maybe we should stop the kirtan and all take shelter in some houses. But I was not sure, you know. Lord Jagannath was there on the chariot. I remember I was so afraid that the devotees would get a cold and become sick. I asked Jayaprataka Maharaj, what should we do? So really like this storm. And he said, in India, this is considered very auspicious. It is considered that when there is rain before the ceremony or before the parade, ideally with a rainbow, that the devatas are throwing flowers on the parade to shower auspicious blessings on what is going on. So then I thought, let us give up all material considerations about being the devotees get sick or something. We danced and the rain soon disappeared. I really think this is very auspicious, you know, this is a divya, a divine rain, which sweeps the streets of Munich, so that all the sin will be drained into the gutters. It flushed away. Very nice. Jayaprataka Maharaj said that he just came from a Ratha Yatra festival in Calcutta, which was not 1 year long, 1 day long. It was not 4 days long. It was not 6 days. It was a 9 days Ratha Yatra. And each single day of the Ratha Yatra had been declared in Calcutta a public holiday. Now all the children of Calcutta will like Krishna consciousness. There's no school. And they will all become devotees. So that was... Croatia is really... something is really happening. The most famous singer whom you can hear from morning till evening, even in the airport, is Goran Karan, who is a devotee. He has just now produced a CD. The title of it is From the Heart to the Lips. He has taken this from the idea of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra should not be done only with the lips. It should be done with the heart. In other words, the chanting shouldn't be lip deep, but heart deep. So he has published a CD about this, the Jagannath on the, here and there, everywhere is a picture of Jagannath. So I'm now very happy that, yes, we survived the long drive. Now I wanted to talk today on a little bit about tomorrow's festival, the Ratha Yatra festival, so that you can prepare yourself spiritually for the festival. Tomorrow is the auspicious festival of Ratha Yatra. I would like to say a few words regarding this festival, a few words which can prepare all of us to experience the festival in a spiritual way. I really feel that this is important. You must know that in Vaishnava tradition, before every festival, there is what is called an Adivas ceremony. The Adivas ceremony means that those who intend to observe a festival and celebrate the Lord will first greet and welcome the Lord before actually the day of the festival. Why is this important? Very simple. If I celebrate a festival with knowledge about the glories of the Lord, I will experience the festival entirely different from when I experience, when I see the festival without knowledge of the Lord and His activities. I think you agree. There will be tomorrow many people who will come to the festival as without any information, and they will think it's a joyous festival with a lot of flags, with a lot of singing, but they will not really have the deep spiritual experience which a devotee has who pulls the Lord through the streets of Munich, and who does so in the consciousness that he actually pulls the Lord into his heart. This is a Prabhupada called the Ratha Yatra festival a very feeling festival, because the feeling is, my Lord, from whom I was separated for so long, is now pulled into my heart. It's a very religious or spiritual festival, which is very, very deep. I would like to read to you a verse regarding the meaning of Ratha Yatra, and also an explanation which Srila Prabhupada gave to this festival. I believe you are all a little bit familiar with the with the frame in which this festival takes place, at least those who are devotees and read Srila Prabhupada's books. I believe you know that the festival is a reenactment, eine Nachspielung in Deutsch, of a moving scene which took place 5,000 years ago. You all know that Krishna had appeared for two reasons in this world. He wanted to, it's actually three reasons, he wanted to destroy the demons who were an obstacle to Dharma. He wanted to protect his devotees, second reason, and he wanted to actually re-establish Dharma in this world. These were the three reasons which Lord Krishna took. Now Lord Krishna stayed in Vrindavan from when he appeared in this world. The day he appeared in this world, he went to Vrindavan, where his most loving devotees are, and he stayed there for the first part of his appearance in the world, he had very loving dealings with his devotees. It's described that the love of his devotees to him was so great that when they would walk, when Krishna would walk with his cowherd boyfriends through the forest of Vrindavan, and Krishna was just not visible for the cowherd boys for the moment when he passed by a tree, that the cowherd boys would come really in anxiety, where's our Krishna? And they would cry. It was have you ever gone through the tree with a friend? And through a forest. And the friend goes by a tree and you don't see him for the moment when he passes by the tree. That's really only a fraction of a second. But there was so much love in the hearts of the cowherd boys to Lord Krishna that they would cry when he was absent for the moment of a second. The gopis would come together and they would say to Brahma, the creator, oh, you are really, in German we would say, eine Nulle. You are really a failure of a creator, because you don't know how to create eyes. You have created eyes which blink. And for the moment when they blink and are closed, we can't see our Krishna. This is a big anatomical mistake. An anatomischer Fehler. Why didn't you make human eyes like fish eyes who don't blink? What is wrong with you? Do you have no brains? This was, they were accusing the creator like this. So you can understand, these were all devotees who were very much overwhelmed with love. This is clear, isn't it? This is very clear. So, but how could Krishna kill the demons who would attack with wars? I mean, in wars with huge armies in Vrindavan. In fact, he would endanger the residents of Vrindavan if he would stay in Vrindavan to complete his mission of killing the demons. So, in order to complete his mission, he did something which moved the Vrijvasis to tremendous pain. He left, actually, Vrindavan. He left his dearmost devotees. He first went to Mathura and afterwards to Dwaraka. And in Dwaraka, he established a huge island forest, an insel, not forest, fortress, an insel fort. And he would conduct his mission from there. He would come to the land and then he would engage in warfare with the demoniac armies. For instance, in the war of Kurukshetra, which you are all familiar with. So, after the Lord had stayed 100 years on the planet, he actually went again to Kurukshetra, this time not to engage in war, but to celebrate the sun eclipse in Kurukshetra. The Vrijvasis, that means the residents of Vrindavan, who loved Krishna so much, had heard about this. And since Kurukshetra is only about 70 kilometers away from Vrindavan, they decided to pack their ox carts and move to Kurukshetra to meet their Krishna again. You should have seen this meeting. The residents of Vrindavan had prepared speeches for Krishna. Why did you stay so long away? Do you not love us? Have you forgotten your friends in Vrindavan? Have you forgotten our mutual friendships? They had all prepared this. But when the cowherd boys met Lord Krishna again, they simply said one word, Gopal. And then they stopped. Then the parents of Krishna saw Krishna in the Kurukshetra. They also could only say Gopal. And they stopped. They cried. And everyone was overwhelmed to see Krishna. Krishna looked different. He didn't have the simple dress of a villager, a village boy. He had actually a crown and a lot of ornaments and jewels. He was surrounded by huge armies. There were elephants and beautiful cavalry and so on. And the simple Brijbasis, you know, dressed in their farmer's clothes, looked at him, said, Gopal, why are you like this? Why have you not been in Vrindavan? They knew that Krishna would say, I have to kill a few demons and restore Dharma, but when you love, these are only excuses. they didn't buy these excuses. They wanted to be with Krishna. So when Krishna was on his chariot and wanted to leave and go back to Dwaraka, do you know what the simple Brijbasis did? They just ran to the chariot and drew the chariot in the direction of Vrindavan. No more Dwaraka, you come to Vrindavan. And here Prabhupada is telling about this in the purport. So this is the Ratha Yatra festival, pulling back Krishna into the land of love. Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. I should have explained. When the Ratha Yatra festival was reenacted a few thousand years later by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu played actually the role of Srimati Radharani, who was pulling her beloved Krishna back to Vrindavan. So here we will hear now the purport. If there is a baby whom I cannot reach with this philosophy and not properly entertain and he's not satisfied, please the mother can just go and feed the baby and then come back with a satisfied baby. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwaraka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwaraka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan, Kurukshetra. We have heard about this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Radha Bhava, do you know what this means? It means the mood of Srimati Radharani. That is Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Deva is Krishna, and Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath towards Gundicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Chaitra Jagannath Puri was taken as the kingdom of Dwaraka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. However, he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitra is a place of Aishwarya Leela, just as Vrindavan is the place of Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Ratha indicated that Lord Jagannath Krishna was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Ratha Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rataka, Jagannath Dev Krishna himself understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would wait on the Ratha for their forward march. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. I would like to describe to you. Yes, bitte.
Du, Mama Maya, du bist doch noch verkühlt. Dann kann man das nicht so ein bisschen so richtig schön aufmachen, dass das so richtig vernünftig auf ist.
Ja. Actually, I would like to now take you with me to a journey to Jagannath Puri, where you could please visit the beautiful Kart festival of Lord Jagannath. For 15 days, Lord Jagannath's deity, the deity of Lord Jagannath, had been in seclusion. No one could visit and see the Lord, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had been very sad that he couldn't go for the darshans. During this time, Lord Jagannath's body was repainted, that was the reason why no one could see him. So one day before the festival, the fresh Lord, it's called Nava Yovanam. Nava means new and Yovanam means youth. He's now freshly decorated, painted. He's new, and the new youth, he's fresh, would give his first darshan. And it's called, this darshan is called Netrotsava. Netra means eyes and Utsava festival. That means the festival of seeing the eyes of the Lord. This was done early in the morning of the Nava Yovanam day. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the temple after he had not seen the Lord for 15 days. And it is described that he has eyes like the bumblebees. Bumblebees always go to the flowers to extract the nectar. So Lord Chaitanya's eyes were like bumblebees going to the nectar of Lord Jagannath's eyes and seeing the Lord's eyes are compared with the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers. Please look at the eyes of the Lord, and if you can see the blossoming lotus flowers, you have a proper vision. Konya Vihari, please look. It is very clear. These are blossoming lotus flowers. It is said that also the neck of the Lord, please look at the neck of the Lord, was as lustrous as mirrors made from sapphire stones. Means very much light. Shoop, shoop, shoop was coming from them. in the chin of the Lord, and a little dot here, and it looked like a banduli flower. Banduli flower means a very yellow, small flower, very, very nice. And when the Lord smiled, and I think our Lord Jagannath smiles a lot, he has really a big smile on his face, then waves of nectar were poured over his devotees. Isn't it? When we feel someone is smiling, we feel some feeling of nectar, no? We feel not frustrated, we feel enlivened. So Lord Jagannath is smiling and waves of nectar are coming. FR seems to be very strong nectar, so that Mahabhima is totally overwhelmed in ecstasy. So du sitzt ziemlich dicht an Lord Jagannath Mahabhima, die den Nektar erfasst dich total. So Rupa Goswami would summarize the beauty of the Lord by saying, actually the Lord is an ocean of beauty, but the smile and everything else are like waves in the ocean. Yes. So all the devotees would just stand before the deity and think, this is not possible. He is so beautiful. And they would mentally prepare for the next day, which comes tomorrow, the Ratha Yatra day, where the Lord would actually leave his altar and come on a chariot and then see all the residents of Puri while being processed down the streets to come to the Gundicha Gardens, which represent Vrindavan. So everyone was very enthusiastic. The next day, that's tomorrow, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his associates got up very early in the morning. They took their shower in the dark, and then they went to the temple for the Pandu Vijaya ceremony. Do you know what is the Pandu Vijaya ceremony? It's a ceremony where the Lord gets off his throne, comes from throne herunter, and then starts his journey to the chariots. This is really something to see. I would like to give you a little description of Lord Chaitanya walking down the streets of Puri. Kashi Mishra was in front, that was the leader of the temple, or the temple in charge. Govinda, his servant, was in the back. He carried the sannyasi pot of Lord Chaitanya. It's a pot where Lord Chaitanya had some water for drinking, but often he would sprinkle his devotees with it. Then on his sides were Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar. Advaita Acharya with a big beard, and Swarup Damodar was there. Then Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Puri, they were very old and had sannyas staffs. They were in front. So it was also a very impressive party of the highest of souls. The Lord and his associates went. There was a shine around them, and people made respectfully place, and they bowed down on the streets, and they would immediately or invariably start to chant Gauranga, Gauranga, and Chaitanya, and the Hare Krishna mantra. It was a very beautiful scene. Then they arrived in the early morning hours for the ceremony where Lord Jagannath would come on the carts. First, I don't really know the succession. I hope I have written it down. First Balaram comes, then Subhadra, and then the Sudarshan Chakra to clear the way, and then Lord Jagannath comes. And the way Lord Jagannath comes is he's carried by his servants from different cushions, from cushion to cushion. These cushions are like this, they're called tulis, they are filled with a cotton swab, but they are this big. Big cottons, and they're full of cotton, and then the devotees carry Lord Jagannath from one cotton pad to the next. They make a lot of noise while they carry them. And there's gong playing. And the Lord has a crown somehow. You have seen this in the photo? In a movie? The big crown with sticks like this, and he's moving like a drunken man. He's coming out of his chariot out of his temple, because he is actually in a very joyous mood. He wants to go to Vrindavan and see his devotees. Sometimes these tulis or cotton pads break, and Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, boom, comes on them, and they explode, bang, like that, and all the cotton begins to float in the air, and it looks very nice all around Lord Jagannath. All this white cotton flown, very nice. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would see this, and he would simply scream in ecstasy, Manima, Manima. It means, oh, great personality, wonderful personality. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king of Puri. I hope tomorrow the mayor of Munich will come at least. Wie heißt der nochmal? Der Otto Suhl oder? Christian Ude sogar. Suhl heißt man in im Dorf in Thüringen, das heißt Suhl. Und Obersuhl, also Ude. Ude? Toll. Ude. Das wie Udo. We should come and sweep the streets. Ist doch schön, oder? Ach, du meinst, weil es reinregnet vielleicht? Auch das noch. Ist doch. Endlich mal ein bisschen Kühlung. Aber ihr jungen Leute seid nicht so. Das macht zwar alles konventionell. Ja. So, yes. So Pratapa Rudra swept the streets with a golden broom before Lord Jagannath. He must have swept a lot of cotton. And as Lord Chaitanya looked at him, he felt waves of mercy in his heart. You must know, when Krishna looks at you and he sees that you are actually fixed in service to him, that something happens in Krishna's heart. This is described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. Krishna's heart will be moved, and it is said that Krishna's heart is like an ocean. When his heart is moved, it's like as if waves on the ocean of his heart happen. These are waves of mercy which go into your direction, the direction of the devotees. Would you like to have such waves? Würde gut sein. I really would very much wish this. So please keep this in your mind, because tomorrow we will serve Lord Jagannath, we will pull his chariot, we will sing kirtans at the Gaura Hari Kirtan band, and We will do many services actually for Lord Jagannath, and you will see if the Lord sees you that he will be very mercifully inclined towards you. Atapi hi deva padam bhujam dvaya prashala lishan grihita evahi. There is such a verse which means that you can only reach the Lord if the Lord gives you his mercy. The winds of mercy have to come on your little boat, push it, otherwise your little boat will remain stuck on the ocean of birth and death. Wenn da so eine Flaute ist, sometimes we have a Flaute in our devotional service, that means in a time where we have no real bhakti or devotion for Krishna, and our services are either not present or they are done automatically and without any real enthusiasm. That is happening, but when the winds of mercy come again and the flaute goes, whoop, then something ecstatic can be done. Should I describe to you the card of Lord Jagannath? Would you like to have a description? It looked as high as Mount Sumeru. That means it must have been huge. There were bright mirrors. I've never seen this in any Jagannath cards, mirrors. But it would be nice, I think, because when the sun rays fall on the mirrors, it glitzer, that's a verrückt, you know, there's some movement in the air. Spiegel. Mirrors. Then there were chamaras and flags and various pictures, and of course brass bells, gongs and ankle bells. So now the Lord was very enthusiastic. For 15 days he had been with in seclusion. No one had seen him. Now he moved out on the streets to see his millions of devotees. And the devotees of Puri had actually gone to the ocean and taken white sand from the ocean side and spread it all over the road. Nun kommt doch ein bisschen, ne? Es war eine weise Entscheidung von dir, das Fenster ein bisschen zu schließen. Wer macht es dir jetzt mal nach hier? So this was, it looked really like the Yamuna beach of Vrindavan. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started the kirtan. And please listen how he did his kirtan. First of all, he put sandalwood on the bodies of his devotees because they would, for cooling, because they would really dance. Then he put garlands around them. And then Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Puri, Nityananda and Advaita formed different kirtan groups. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at these groups and divided them into seven parties. Four Sankirtan parties were in the front of the cart of Lord Jagannath. Two were on either sides, and one was in the rear end, in the back. And all these parties were organized in a very, very fantastic way. These parties had always a lead dancer, one lead dancer. I hope tomorrow we also have a lead dancer. Varaha, du bist doch ganz als Tänzer geeignet, oder? Das ist richtig ein Service für Krishna. Ich kann auch tanzen, aber wenn man so singt, dann muss man sich ein bisschen zurückhalten, dass man nicht so auffällt. Also, Varaha ist gut als Tänzer. Govinda, du hast doch auch noch ein bisschen Elan auf deine alten Tage, oder? Ja, ja. It's very important. No, you please don't come from the Western culture. Think, oh, feel uncomfortable. It's a service to dance for the Lord. Please, Krishna consciousness is not stereotyped. It is a real and elegant dancing should be done for the Lord. Very important. Move your bodies, do something. So they had a lead dancer. I would like to describe to you a few of the parties. In one, there was the chief man was Srivasa, Srivas Thakur, and the dancer was Advaita Acharya. In another party, Nityananda was the main dancer, and yet in another party, Haridas Thakur. But do you know who was the biggest dancer? Yeah, that is true. But he also had Rakeshwara Pandit. Really? you know also? Rakeshwara Pandit. Lord Chaitanya used to describe about the dancing of Rakeshwara Pandit that he felt Rakeshwara Pandit's dancing gave him a wing. And he said, if I would have another dancer like Rakeshwara Pandit, I would have two wings and I could fly in the kirtan. That was his analysis. That was his opinion. He said like this. Rakeshwara Pandit could dance for 72 hours without an interruption. No tiredness. Sometimes I think to really dance in the kirtan, we need a certain body, because after a few bodies, we need a Russian massager. <You know. laughs> We dance a little bit in the festival that Dayala Gauranga is always. It was in Bhuvas Nama Dayala Gauranga, Zahamashmet?
Divinamos,
but now it's in Anaha. So Dayala Gauranga and myself, we have watched the dancing of the devotees there. It is very good, isn't it? Very fine dancing. Dayala Gauranga. Folks, if you want to see some good dancing and some good kirtans, come with Dayala Gauranga to this festival in the of the Black Sea. Isn't it Dayala Gauranga? It's really special. Mm-hmm. Not every year so, every year it is. Oksana is also coming always, isn't it? Ich glaube, ich habe dich schon mal gesehen da, oder?
Ich war einmal, aber die waren nicht
so. Ach so, nur einmal. Schade. Ja, also da muss man einfach hin. Mangel Mai. There are more devotees than in the Mayapur Festival, and it's not so hot. Then you can imagine what the dancing is like. But then after this you need a Russian massage, you know, so the body matters einfach nicht mehr mit, aber yes. So there were 14 Medangas all in all. 14, not 2, not 4, not 6, not 8, double. 14 Medangas. And it's described that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced during the kirtans, he would display a chuda. What is a chuda? A chuda is a miracle. What he would do is he would expand his body into 7 bodies and dance in 7 sankirtan parties at once. Mm-hmm. And some devotees would see it. For instance, Pratapa Rudra saw it. And Savaboma Bhattacharya saw it as well. Thank you. Yes, do you see this? Imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking 7 bodies and dancing. He would dance in such a way, my dear devotees, he would sometimes jump up, and while he was jumping, he would faint. Then he would crash down on the floor, but his transcendental body had so much power that the whole earth began to shake. The paths would violently shake, hills would shake, everything would shake. It was ex- he would recite verses. At times he would cry so much that the water would not just run down his cheeks, it would come out like a syringe, and of course it would wetten all the devotees' clothes. They were thought said very fortunate, you know. It was really wonderful. And he would always chant Jai Jagannath!
Jai
Jagannath!
Jai
Jagannath!
Jai Jagannath!
Jai Jagannath! Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, very nice dancing. The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya could see this, and the king informed Kashi Mishra and said, Kashi Mishra, do you see this? Seven bodies dancing, seven Gaurangas dancing. So, at that time, Lord Chaitanya sang a song which was a mundane song, actually. No one could understand him. It's almost, imagine the kirtan leader all of a sudden starts to sing Marmor, Stein und Eisen, aber unser Liebe nicht. That's a famous German song. Every good German has to know this song. It's a very famous song. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang a song which depicted the feelings of a married woman who remembered her first meeting with her husband. At that time, they were not married. It was a very passionate meeting at the bank of one river called Revati, and they would meet in the secrecy of a young love. And the married woman is now reflecting on this. Oh, our love has become so stale. It's no longer having that same force. Oh, how much I wish to be back in that little cottage at the bank of the river Revati and meet you there, my husband, in the intensity of a fresh love. And then, the devotees knew what was in Lord Chaitanya's mind when he sang this song. He sang this song in the mood of Srimati Radharani, who was seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra, you know, dressed as a prince. Srimati Radharani remembered her meetings with Krishna at the moonlit nights in Vrindavan, when Krishna had called her and the other gopis with his flute under the Vansi Vatya tree near Keshigat, and had inaugurated his celebrated Rasa dance or circle dance leela. So Lord Chaitanya saying this, that, oh my dear Krishna, please, you are now in Kurukshetra, but I wish you to come back into our past, into Vrindavan, where you would be together with us in a very ungezwungen, in a very informal and very loving way. It's a love song, a highly spiritual love song. And so, at one stage, and this is a scene which is known to all the kirtan leaders or kirtan devotees. We have Mangamaya with us, and also Varaha Murti Prabhu and Syamachandra. And you know that during a kirtan, there is all of a sudden, when the kirtan develops an intensity, there's a moment when all the devotees are drawn to the center of the kirtan, and then the kirtan gets really intense. All the instruments come together. It's a very concentrated action, and then you really get deep into the kirtan. It gets more intense, becomes more, the ecstasy becomes more concentrated, the nectar becomes more condensed. It happens automatically. There may be a lot of dancing around before, and swinging around, whirling around, but then the devotees come together to dig a deep hole in the ground and contact the fire of the nectar. So all the seven parties converged together at one stage, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to dance. He jumped very high. He began to swirl around, and he looked like a firebrand, you know, wie eine Fackel, die so gedreht wird. No one could see his face any longer. And the earth seemed to lose its balance and began to tilt. It was really going deep. And all the ecstatic symptoms appeared in Lord Chaitanya all at once. His whole body got, you know, like erupted in goose pimples. Do you know what goose pimples? Gänsehaut. But big, big goose pimples. He looked like the semolina tree, which has different small flowers. Ecstasy. the Lord started to run about and sometimes fall. And this was the sign for Lord Nityananda. He actually ran next to the Lord and kept him. And when he fell, Lord Nityananda caught him and catched him. Now, because the kirtan got so intense, and Lord Chaitanya sometimes would roll on the ground, and he would become very black because he had cried, and the dust had become black mud. There was a need of protection, so three circles were built for his protection. The first was guarded by Nityananda, the second circle by Kashishwara Pandit, and the third circle by Pratapa Rudra and Harishchandra. And you know what happened during this time? They were standing like this, three circles, because all the people would want to see the Lord's dancing naturally, and they would come and press down on him. So they had to really make the circles. Now it happened that before Pratapa Rudra stood Shrivas Pandit and looked at the dancing of the Lord. And Pratapa Rudra, the king, was straining to see the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to see. So Harishchandra, his first general, would try to move Shrivas Pandit to the side so that Pratapa Rudra, the king, could have a good view. Classical music, I know this piece. But Shrivas Pandit wanted to see the Lord's dancing, so he went back. He didn't actually look back, he just took his hand, just slapped Harishchandra, the general, on his face, because he didn't want to be disturbed in his darshan. This was too much. Harishchandra had fought in many battles. No one could beat Harishchandra like that. It was not possible. I remember once we had one of these wild kirtans in Divna Most, and one devotee had seen Vijay, the book distributor Vijay. He was on the stage, and we had done a lot of stage diving. So one devotee, I don't remember who it was, and he took Vijay and threw him into the audience, but you know, they swirled around, and then he got loose. So then Vijay flew in the audience, but unfortunately Vijay was not aimed properly. He flew in the direction of the Mataji. And the Matajis were, first of all, they went like, yee! and then they all ran away because Vijay was a brahmachari, or is a brahmachari. And the poor Vijay went like, when it's necessary that people are there to catch him, but the Matajis couldn't catch a brahmachari because it's ethically and traditionally not correct if Matajis capture a flying brahmachari. This is not done in Vaishnava circles. So poor Vijay fell on the ground. But when you are in such an ecstatic kirtan, you can do many things and there is no problem. So he immediately jumped on the stage and he looked like Harishchandra, the general who did this. And he then fought the devotees, found the devotees. And if I would not have protected this devotee with my own life force, then this devotee would have started his journey into the Mataji ashram. So Harishchandra must have looked highly disturbed, because he was beaten, But Prataparudra stopped his general and said, "Don't do anything, be very patient now, and be happy. You are slapped by a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are extremely lucky. I wish he would slap me also in my face." Then I would have the direct, intimate association with the lotus head of this devotee. This was a scene which I thought would give you happiness in your heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always fall back in these highest and deepest dimensions of the Ratha Yatras festival. He would sing, "Seta Parana Nata Bainu," and now I have gained the Lord of my life. In the absence of this Lord, I burned and I withered away in the fire of love. Yeah. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sang like this. So I will come to the end now, slowly, seeing that I don't leave anything out for you. Obviously, when Lord Jagannath saw this ecstasy, he responded. At times, Lord Chaitanya's kirtan party fell behind Lord Jagannath's cart, and at that time, Lord Jagannath did stop his cart. He would not move his cart any longer. No one could pull it, because he wanted to indicate to Lord Chaitanya, who was in the mood of Radharani, "I have not forgotten you, and I will follow you now to Vrindavan." Yeah. So they came to a place which is called Baladangi, and in Baladangi the carts came to a natural stop or standstill, and all the people of Puri came forward to offer prasadam, what they had cooked for Lord Jagannath. I believe this would be a very nice thing also for our devotees from India who know about these festivals very much, that if you feel inclined, you could cook an offering to Lord Jagannath, maybe something sweet for him, and then you could offer it on while the cart is in procession, and the procession could sometimes stops, and you could come forward and offer. I remember last year in Cologne, the cart of Lord Jagannath stopped before the Govinda restaurant, which is led by two Indian devotees, Manohar Ji and Aarti. And they came forward and offered to Lord Jagannath a full meal on the midst of the road. It was very nice. And I believe it's a very nice if our devotees from the Indian community, you have all the ingredients at home. Why not make some laddu, some besan laddu, something nice for Lord Jagannath to refresh him, because he's traveling through the heat and might require some sweets to be enlightened. Yeah, please think of this. Vijay, you are also a cook. Not really. Something little we can all make. So the queens had all cooked something. It was a huge festival. They made a huge offering. The whole everything was nicely covered and a nice thing was done and nice plates were offered. And then during this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into the nearby gardens and rested after dancing. Now, the king of Puri, we have heard a little earlier about him. He slept before the cart of Lord Jagannath. Had an irresistible desire to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had never allowed that this meeting takes place because he maintained that for a sannyasi, it is not good to see a man who's engaged in mundane power and mundane wealth. This was his stand. Prataparudra had tried many things to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one stage, when he found out that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't see him because of his power and wealth, he was prepared to renounce his kingdom and become a beggar in the streets of Puri. He was really very eager to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was resting, it was arranged that this meeting took place. Prataparudra took away his kingly dress and dressed in a simple dhoti, like a humble Vaishnava, and came to Lord Chaitanya, who was resting under a tree. We can imagine he danced for many hours. He was in the highest states of ecstasy. When Prataparudra came, very timidly, as an angst-erfüllt, and began to massage the legs of Lord Jagannath. Why was this king afraid? Only an hour before, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had fell down in ecstasy on the ground, just before the feet of Prataparudra. Prataparudra had tried to raise Lord Chaitanya, but the moment he touched Lord Chaitanya woke up, saw the king, and moved back and said, "It's very dangerous to see a man in material consciousness." And not allowed to be touched. Prataparudra feared that he would be rejected another time. He came and he began to recite the verses of Gopi Gita, highlighting the verse Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiriditam Karma Shapaham Tavakatam Ritam Tapta Jivanam Kavibiriditam Karma Shapaham. Namangayam The devotees of Lord Krishna, who are, ich bin davon überzeugt, dass du halb so laut sprechen könntest und den gleichen Effekt erzielst. This verse praises the devotees of Lord Krishna, who go out and pray. Preach Krishna consciousness. It actually says that those who preach Krishna consciousness are the highest welfare workers. This is what this verse says. And Maharaj Prataparudra was reciting these verses. You must know Maharaj Prataparudra was an intense personality. Would you like to hear about Maharaj Prataparudra from the mouth of a spy? He was a king who had an army, and there were spies who were spy from the other kings who were watching him. So one spy sent, who had followed Maharaj Prataparudra for a long time, sent a report to the king of Vijayanagara. And in this report, which you can get today, Maharaj Prataparudra's activities are described. It said he would rise 2 hours before dawn, Dayal Garanga, 2 hours before dawn. And the first, he would not see anyone, but first look at 2 brahmanas. He would not see his wife or his servants. He looked at 2 brahmanas. Then he would do auspicious activities, chant and recite mantras. And then he would go with his with 16 of his brahmanas on a long ride with his horses. He would ride for something up to 36 kilometers a day, because he was a king, and he would discuss philosophical questions while riding with the brahmanas. From where did the jiva fall? These are modern questions. I mean, such questions he would discuss. Then he would return. He would take a shower, and he would worship Lord Jagannath. Then, after he had worshipped Lord Jagannath, it would be time to take his bidding, his noon meal. And then after the noon meal, he would recite the Ramayana. And then when the afternoon came, he dressed in jewels and kingly robe and went to his court to do his king's activity. And he was very efficient like this. "This man," said the spy, "is very religious. Be careful. He must be very empowered and strong." I think you know what type of devotee he was. Very nice. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had seen him wiping the dusting the roads, and now when Prataparudra sang to him this Tavakadamritam shloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart was overwhelmed with mercy. He jumped up and gave the king a warm embrace. Can you imagine what it feels to be embraced by God? My, must be wonderful, isn't it? So he gave him a warm embrace. And then he asked him the difficult question: "Who are you?" Prataparudra gave a very intelligent answer: "I am the most lowly servant of your servant." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew who he was. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also knew what he wanted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew what he himself wanted. He wanted to give him the milast, the mercy. He embraced it. This whole festival, Jagannath festival, and I will end here, is really a festival of mercy. If you are able, and in your Krishna consciousness, if you are understanding that mercy is more important than your own, or is more powerful than your own endeavors will ever be, then Dayal Gauranga, this is a festival for you. If you know this, if you are intelligent to know that mercy will play a more important role in your spiritual advancement than your own endeavors, then this is the festival for you. That is my Deutsch. Wenn du weißt, dass Barmherzigkeit eine wesentlich größere Rolle spielen wird in deinem eigenen spirituellen Fortschritt, als deine eigenen Bemühungen es jemals spielen kann, dann ist dieses Festival dein Festival. German Basha. German Basha. Please let us celebrate the Vishnu. Let us celebrate tomorrow the Jagannath Festival of the Lord. Let us give our best. It's the first time in Munich, I understand. Munich has waited. I think we all assemble at the Münchner Freiheit at 10:30 already. 10 o'clock. So tomorrow we will not have a morning lecture, most probably, to not keep the devotees waiting, but an evening lecture. Yeah, I believe it's good if we chant and get into the action, then to do something schnell, schnell, husch, husch, schnell fertig werden, aufbrechen und losgehen. Already it's difficult for all the devotees to participate in the lecture because they have services and they go in and out, and it's Germany also. It's not such a high spiritual interest. So I think we do an evening lecture. Good. So Hare Krishna. Friede mit dir. Yes, yeah.
I would like to ask a question.
Yes. You are welcome, most welcome.
You explained
if the others have a question, you can prepare your mind already the lectures. And I will be opening for the question forum. Yes, yeah.
You explained that the Vajrayatra Festival is a reenactment of the past time we had in Kurukshetra. So Jagannath Temple is Dwarka and Kunicha Mandir is Vrindavan. But is there also Kurukshetra?
Is there also Kurukshetra? That Kurukshetra is there. No, it's not very important for most of the devotees who participate in the Jagannath Festival. They may not be Jagannath, they may not be Gaudiya Vaishnavas, you know, that in the spirituality of Puri, the Gaudiyas came later and they, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is really the founder of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And he was staying there only with a few of his devotees, and once a year all the devotees from Bengal used to come and visit him. So for most of the devotees in Puri, they didn't see the festival in the same eyes as with the same eyes as Lord Chaitanya saw them. This, what we have told, is a very deep and confidential meaning, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could see, because and which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world. So that Kurukshetra is there in the Bhava of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You could say, if you want to find a locality for it, it's where the carts stand and from where the journey starts. The temple is the Dwarka, and then the Lord moves, and then he comes on the chariots, and from there it starts. But then you could say, well, this doesn't make a very geographical correct thing, but it's more a feeling festival, really, where geographical concerns are maybe on the third or fourth or fifth place. They're not so important, in other words. But this, since this is a very understanding particular to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this deep our line, it was confidential and is confidential. You know, Siamachanda, it's very interesting. The deity of Lord Jagannath is actually worshipped by all different types of religionists, Buddhists, they see some Buddhistic image in it. Christians also have some understanding of Jagannath as being the creator. It's really interesting that some, and Lord Jagannath also responds to this. Sometimes he has a rusal, meaning he's Ganesh. Sometimes he has a green color, meaning yes, I'm Ram. I'm Ram. So he's really, if you look for inter-religious deity, this is really the inter-religious deity. Anyone else? Marius, hast du eine Frage? Im Augenblick nicht. Gut. So tomorrow we will really get into the charting. Dann 10.30 Uhr.
10.30 Uhr laufen wir los.
10 Uhr auf der Münchner Freiheit. Ja, da müssen wir hier los wahrscheinlich. Ne?
9.30 Uhr. Ja, oder?
Ja, oh ja. U-Bahn, weißt du, wie man da fährt und so? Maybe we go with the U-Bahn and not our car. Habt ihr eine Verstärkeranlage, dass man... Kühler so, nicht klar. Wir nehmen sicher als halber unseren kleinen Quarkbüttel mit. You please load our thing up. Also in Rijeka, we, you know, the rain just destroyed the system, and that, but we the Gaurahari Kirtan band has its own system for such cases. Yeah, it was so nice, I can't believe. And then we have in Cologne, I think, very soon, our Balakrishna has come, I have seen him. In Cologne we have. And then in Berlin also. Some of you have asked when Radhanath Maharaj comes to the farm, he will come directly to Frankfurt for health reasons, and then we will go to Berlin. He will go to Berlin also. Then we will. I heard Jayaprataka Maharaj also intends to come. No?
Okay.
Sorry?
Okay. In Cologne
ist
Köln.
Das heißt, oder hört sie das? Köln. Ja. Maybe he appears again. Ja, wieso? Wieso? Das sah wirklich aus wie so vom Blitz geboren. Vom Blitz geboren. Okay, so. Please, all comes, take your good rest. Tomorrow we expect you all. Maybe tomorrow you could dress in a dhoti.
Sure.
No problem? Good. Please take your best saris tomorrow. It's this your day to get the mercy. Yeah. Should look very festive. If men can come in dhotis, all the better. All the better. Hare Krishna Shravan Prabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Jagannatha Swami ki jai. Go Premanandi Hare Bol.